October 25th, translation.
We are hearing a great explanation. Every year we give a very detailed explanation of the Dhamma Nasti. So this year we'll keep it short, but every year it gets massive very long. So for a more detailed analysis, you can read the nice book that's coming in Hindi, Sri Dhamma Nasti. So this month we'll keep this Dhamma Nasti short, and this month we'll concentrate mainly on the Bhakti Rasayana. Sanatana Goswami, we have Bhagavatamrita. And in time limits, other books like Manashiksha, Shivapadeshamrita. So the other yogis are approaching Madhyasoda and saying, your son has become very naughty. He is stealing butter and milk. But he is not eating himself. But he is feeding crows and monkeys and other animals. One yogi told Madhyasoda, Krishna came and said, oh look, the cow has escaped and is drinking the milk of the cow. So when the gopi went to bind the cow, that time Krishna and his many, many friends went there and stole everything, all the butter, all the milk. Another gopi said, oh Yasodhara, when I saw your son eating, stealing my butter, I grabbed him by the hand. Krishna said, why are you caught me by the hand? He said, you are stealing butter. And Krishna said, oh, I thought you had so much affection for me. I thought this house was my house. And laughing, he would run. Another gopi would say, oh, Yasodhara, your son is very restless. I caught him with his hand in my butter pot. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for my calf. My calf jumped in this butter pot. And the gopi said, you think I'm foolish? How calf would fit in this butter pot? Then Krishna reached in and pulled out one stone calf that Siddhanta Baba had given him to play with. And laughed and he ran away. Another gopi said, one time I caught Krishna with red hand stealing butter. And as I grabbed his hand, I said, now I will take you to Madhyasoda. She is not believing our words. But in the confusion, Krishna put her own son's hand, and she grabbed her own son by mistake, and went to Madhyasoda. Oh Yasodhara, I have caught your son stealing butter. Madhyasoda said, that's impossible, my son is sleeping there. No, look. And pulled open the cloth and there was her own son. So Madhyasoda thinking, why my son is doing all this stealing? Maybe that butter in our house has become sour or rancid. Therefore I will make it my own hand. Then there's a black cow called Patuganda. Madhyasoda, with her own hand, she milked that cow, made yogurt, and was churning. What day was that? Dipavali day. As she was churning the butter, she was absorbed in thinking of the childhood pastimes of her son, chanting Govinda, Dhamma, and Ramana. Nanda Baba is golden complexion, and Madhyasoda is blackish like Krishna. Shambhavi. There, as she is absorbed and chanting and singing, Madhyasoda's voice is sweet like hundreds of cuckoos, and the bangles on her arm is making the sound like parcel, and the sound of the skin rubbing on the grinding water is making the sound, dikha, dikha. Oh, those who are not doing bhajan like Ananda, their life is useless. So where there is kirtan, Krishna must be there. So somehow, typically, Krishna descended from his bed, but Madhyasoda did not see him. She was drowned in Vatsali Ras. So with one hand, he grabbed her churning stick. With the other hand, he put his hand on her head, or her cloth. And then Madhyasoda saw Krishna, then tears poured out of her eyes like a Ganga. And milk came out of her breast like the kirsa, milk ocean. And what was happening will be
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.